Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Our country is going through some dire times. Banks are collapsing, the American auto industry is in a slump, and people are just not buying executive jets like they used to. So, it is up to us, you and me, to get this economy going again, and that's why I did my patriotic duty this weekend and got a haircut.
Howdy, Tim. Howdy, Jerry.
Good morning, Mr. Farr.
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
The usual?
The usual? Yep, the usual.
Tim is my barber. He's been cutting my hair for almost 15 years. He knows exactly how to cut my hair without me having to say a word. And if Tim's barbershop goes under, so goes the country.
Is that John Wayne? Yeah, I miss John Wayne.
It's a known fact that my money, $12 plus a dollar tip, helps to keep Tim and many others in business. When I pay Tim for my haircut, he spends it on things like rent, shaving cream, and magazine subscriptions. His landlord is happy to be able to keep landlording. The shaving cream company is happy to keep making Tim's favorite shaving cream. And the publishing houses are happy because they get to print next month's edition. Tim takes a portion of that $12 as his salary and spends it at Walmart, thus guaranteeing job security for the associates. The associates use their 10% discount to buy t-shirts and Jessica Simpson posters, which guarantees that the t-shirt companies and Jessica Simpson stay in business. The t-shirt companies and Jessica Simpson are so happy to be making money that they decide to work together and bring out a Jessica Simpson t-shirt, which is bought by millions. Since Jessica reaps the benefits of being worn all over the place, she takes her cut of the profit and produces a Christmas special, employing a bunch of Hollywood types who know just how to make a cheesy TV program. These Hollywood types produce the Jessica Simpson Wish You Were Here Holiday Christmas Sing-Along Special, air it on primetime television, where they make millions in advertising, causing simple folk like you and me to say, how can they get away with putting this kind of junk on television? At which time, we turn off the TV and get down on the floor to play games with our kids. Because of my little $12 haircut, hundreds of people are employed, millions of dollars exchange hands, families all over this great country are doing something family-ish, and I feel like I've done my part in bringing this country back from the brink of disaster. So what are you waiting for? Our country needs us. Go get a haircut, and together, we shall save the world.